4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yo. It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, but I'm getting out of my car. Where am I? I am at Herrenhaven. Oh, the wind is blowing a little bit more here than it was at my house. That's always annoying. But what you need to know is that it's a nice day. It's warm. It's about 72, 73 degrees Fahrenheit, about 22 degrees if you're not American. And I'm walking up into the mushroom garden to check some of these holes for dudes. And you know, I think whoever dug these holes out has moved, and I think that the dude that dug these holes is the dude that's hiding in Lumberjack's den right now. Hey, wait, was that... No. I thought I saw a turkey or some kind of dude. But I did not. So anywho. Did I mention that my name's Tobe and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee? It showed that airs every single day at this time. I probably did. Some of you might be pleased to know that I did bring the pocket operator along with me today. La. La. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, and it's a nice enough day. And of course, being Sunday, there are other people here. Don't know if we're going to be able to spot any dudes. But we will try. It's such a nice day that I'm just walking around in a short sleeve shirt, checking the holes under the shed. I do not see any signs of Mott business. All right, so I'm walking by the dragonfly pond, and we're going to head into the forest and start checking Lumberjack's den real quick. Oh, here's a bun right here. Hi, Mr. Bun. Oh, he's hopping down the path. He's hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hop hop, Easter is over. All right, so as I enter the forest, I can kind of see Lumberjack's den. And if you've missed the last couple of shows, we know that that den is in use. We just don't know who's using it. It might be a Mati. It might be some foxes. But let's see, where's that good angle? Oh, don't be scared, Mr. Bun. Oh, there's two buns here. This bun is 3 meters away, and he's sniffing the dirt. Hi, Mr. Bun. Oh, now he's going to chase that other bun. So we've got two bun day. Oh, this bun's coming back. Oh, they're having bunny business. They're doing bunny binks. We got some buns chasing each other. There's three buns here now. What? It's a bun party. I am 4 meters away, at the most, from three different rabbits who are hopping around, giving each other the business. Now, 3 meters away, there's two buns. They're staring at each other. They're a meter apart, and it's a bun stare down. they're okay, now they're more paying attention to me, wondering why I'm standing here talking about them. Because, oh, they're so nice. It's just two buns hanging out, staring at each other. Okay, I'm going to walk this way. Oh, I'm not scaring them. They're just still sitting there. Hi, buns. Oh, now they're moving. Now they're chasing each other. Oh, it's a bun chase through the forest. That was awesome. Okay. I've got a good angle on Lumberjack's den. La, la, la. But I don't see anything. You know, I don't see anybody sticking their faces out anywhere. Who's in there? Is it a Mati? Or is it Vulpes, the red fox? I don't know. Somebody's in there, though. There's loose dirt. There's some dude hanging around in that hole. And I think it is a mutty. I've seen a marmot run towards the hole a couple of times. And we've seen him hanging out nearby. But I'm not seeing anything now. But I know he's in there because we have seen him. Yeah, where could he have gone? Maybe he is out grazing today. Grazing for yummy food. I hear rabbits running around up. I turned around and there goes one of the buns running down the path. Some kind of bunny party. Alright, well, it doesn't look like anybody's going to pop out of the hole anytime soon, so let's continue on. Speaking of holes to check, what about this one right here? Nope. Alright, we got people walking in, we got people moving out. I think the people who just walked by me, I think that's, what's his name? What's his name? Patrick? Some kind of Italian last name, I can't remember what it is. Mingarelli or something like that. He's one of the big time photographers who comes here to take pictures of dudes. There's a lot of people who come here to take pictures of dudes. Mostly they are birders. People with big long lenses looking for little birds. And then there's people like us. Looking for regular dudes like Mottis and other dudes running around. All right. Well, the next thing to check is we should go out to the cut and look out over the Mulhall's property. But to do that, I think we'll need some walking music. Yeah, that's a cool beat. It's a good walking beat. Makes me want to walk faster. Okay. So let's walk down through here and see what we get. All right, I'm standing here on the edge of the Mulhall's property, scanning it, looking for anything. There's nobody out here today. There's not even any geese grazing. No geese are grazing. No motts doing mott stuff. There's nobody out here. Okay. So we'll turn around. We'll turn around and we'll go out, onto the boardwalk. And see if we can see anything happening out on the water. I keep hearing noises. Ow. Ooh, I twisted my knee a little bit. That's not good. My knee is a lot better, though. My knee is doing great today. I woke up and it was all hooray. Oh, what's this? Has somebody been digging in this marmot hole? Gosh, it kind of looks like somebody did. They didn't dig it out completely. Oh, I wonder if that's our mutty. I think we've only got one mutt. And you know, it was that mutt that started digging out the holes by the mushroom garden. Then he moved to Lumberjack's den. We got one mutty. We need more mutts. Okay, here I am at the sub pond. Is that a frog? Look at that big old frog. There's a big frog in the water. He's looking at me. And there's a goose over here too. Hi, goosers. You're so nice. Such a nice goose. All right. La. Let's head out to the boardwalk with some walking beats. Yeah. That's a walking beat. I can't really hear it all that well. I'm just making stuff up as I go along. All right, here we are. Out on the boardwalk. And I'm standing right over the edge here of the pond, looking for dudes. Well, there's two little ducks over there in that corner. Those ducks have been hanging out. Three little ducks. They've been hanging out over there a lot. I heard some flapping. Jeez, standing in the direct sun. It's kind of hot out here. Is it almost too hot for our little Tobster? And his delicate... Wait, what was that? I thought I heard scratty sounds in the reeds, but maybe I didn't. I'm looking into the reedy area, not seeing my dudes, my scratty buddies. Where's our scrats? Where's our scrats at? We got to find scratties, oh yeah. Where's my geese who normally like to hang around right here? They're not here either. Is the water level up a little bit? Is it just my imagination? I can't really tell. It hasn't rained or anything. Well, I guess it rained a little bit the other day. Did it rain overnight? I don't know. Hopefully we have finally broken the cold snap. I'm heading back into the forest. We've had such a weird sort of late spring here that our mushroom season is sure going to be weird. I hope it stays warm. And if it stays warm and we get some more rain, and we will eventually, it'll be time for morel mushrooms, among other types of mushrooms. So that'll be good. And that goose is still standing out there in the sub pond. And that frog is still looking at me. He's kind of big. He's a little bit of a thug. Everybody likes thuggery frogs. All right, let's head into the back of the forest, see what we can find. Oh, and you know what I watched a little bit of last night? Purple Rain. Oh, I didn't realize how much I was starting to miss the kid. Oh, it ain't right. So anyway, walking across the land bridge, looking down into the billabong and not seeing anything. Some ripples. Are those froggy ripples or fish ripples? Early this spring, like not really spring when it's still winter in February, we saw fishies in there. Overlooking the sub pond, nothing. Where's my dudes? Where's my dudes? I actually remembered to bring the camera, but I've got all this other stuff I gotta hold. How am I gonna take any pictures? I don't know. Okay, let's head into the forest. See what we get. There's some more birders. Howdy. My sinuses are starting to drain. Yeah, so anyway, I was watching Purple Rain last night. I really only watched the beginning. You know, gotta watch the first 5 minutes. It's one of the greatest opening scenes in movie history. Are we gonna let the elevator break us down? Hell no. Let's go. Ooh, crazy. Let's get nuts. Plus, I flipped back to it a couple times so I could watch some of my favorite Morris Day parts. Morris Day, what a character. And how fun would have that have been? Here, what we need you to do is to play a really more, 10 times as obnoxious as you normally would be, version of yourself in a movie. Gosh, I would love to do that. Standing in the wall, standing in the wall blind, we've got our goose on her nest. And way down there at the end, we got those little duckies. Little duckies. Ducking it up. Being little duckies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. The good news is my pants are falling down. How is that good news? It means I'm losing weight. Alright.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hello and good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever pertains to you. My name is Tobe, you're listening to Anon Radio, and I'm about to go to lunch. I'm sitting in my car with the girl, you know, the hot one. Say hi, girl.
Hello.
And we're going to Jim and Jenny's, the Greek restaurant, because it's French dip day. Vroom, 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 and through the magic of radio, we have arrived at Jim and Jenny's Greek Village. So, let's get out of the car. I'm going to let this run. We'll capture some ambience of lunch. We have not come here during rush hour. We always like to come late because this place gets crowded and crazy. Opening the door, and here we go. Oh, there's nobody here. Oh, no, there's one couple here. Jim's sitting at the table reading his newspaper.
And is it a diet of tea? Is
yes.
We're having these
tea for me, please.
Okay. Do you have lemon honey? I forgot.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Surprise me.
Okay.
And we've been given menus even though we don't need them today. And as I sit here waiting for my iced tea to arrive, I can see potatoes, Greek potatoes. Oh, here comes my beverages. Oh, yummy tea.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you guys gonna have today?
I think we'll have the French dip with French fries, please.
Okay.
And today, I think I will have Wait, did you say you're getting French fries?
Yes.
I will have a hamburger and a salad with the house.
Dressing?
Yes, please.
Some A1?
And some A1.
Okay.
Not for my salad, for the hamburger.
Right. All right. Is that it for you then?
Yeah, I think that should do it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I was going to get the souvlaki, but I changed my mind last night because I had souvlaki the other day, and so I'm going to have hamburger today because the Greek hamburgers here are insane. I bet you didn't know there was such thing as a Greek hamburger. There isn't. I'm having the regular hamburger with all the yummy Greek spices and some A1 sauce because I like the sauce.
Need sauce. You definitely need sauce.
And I'm going to eat her French fries. And now, got to take my magic enzyme pills so I can eat the bread of my hamburger. How many pills do I have left? I got a bunch. Alpha galactosidase. That's what I'm eating. And because I have such bizarre sugar issues, I'm gonna take one packet of sugar and one packet of sweet and low and put it in my big cup of tea here. Lulu. And then I'm gonna squeeze a little bit of this lemon. Get that lemon in my tea. Maybe you can hear the fries being dropped in the background. I can hear the fryer burbling for the girly girls' French fries. And they're the big, fat, thick steak fries kind of fries. And I can't eat very many, so I never order them. Because you get a lot here. You get a ton of food here. Every meal's like $7, and you get way more than you can eat. And that's why I always have to get the salad. My salad has arrived. I forgot to get the dressing on the side, though. The dressing's super, super good, but it's super, super sharp. And by the time I get down to the bottom of the bowl, it's like... Now I have to tear my napkin in half. This is one of those places that has the real nice paper napkins that are huge, and they're double thick, and they're about tabloid size. And so I gotta rip them in half, then undo the plies, and then tear the plies in half. Then I have enough napkins. They've noticed me doing this enough, because I'm an idiot, that they bring extra napkins. So now we've got 1, 2, 3, we got 18 extra napkins. I really shouldn't have to tear mine in half, but at this point, it's getting to be compulsive. Yummy. I do love this salad dressing, though, because it's super Greek-y. I don't know what's in it. Oil and some kind of vinegar. And lots of herbs and some garlics, and there's a black olive, the Greek-y kind, and a tomato, and two chunks of feta cheese, and lots of herbs and garlic and stuff. It's so yummy. I can hear the radio being played over the speakers, which is unusual because normally they've got a CD player going. But I think they've only got one CD, because every time I've ever been here, well, at least in the last 10 years, I've only heard that one CD. And one song in particular we hear every time we come in here. And I don't speak Greek, so I can't tell you any of the words. But the tune, it goes something like this: and I like to eat my souvlaki after I eat a salad, and then dip it into some tzatziki. Maybe I'll have baklava for dessert, but I'm just kidding, I really wouldn't. I'm only saying this for the sake of my radio show. And that's what the song normally sounds like, except it's not in English. I don't know if you could hear that little bell in the background, but that's order up. I can see our food on the counter. Here she comes. She's gonna grab the food and then brings it to me. My hamburguesa. El Greco. Hamburguesa El Greco. Oh, it looks so yummy.
There you go. I know. It looks like it smells good. All right, guys. I'll check on you in a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hamburger time. I can see all the yummy, delicious Greek herbs and a little bit of garlic on my hamburger. I'm really excited. I got to start going through my hamburger prep routine, which means first thing I do is I got to cut up these onions into little pieces so I can put them on my hamburguesa. My hamburguesa El Greco. I don't know what that means. I just fake being able to speak Spanish. All the Spanish I learned is from watching football. And then once I have all these little onions cut up, then I have to put on a little bit of the sauce. And once I got the sauce on the hamburger, then I gotta put some of the onions, sprinkle them all on here. Then I gotta cut the hamburger in half, because I am a delicate flower. Don't get me wrong, I'll kick a hamburger's ass, but when it comes to convenience, it's knife time. I have taken my first bite of the hamburger, and it's abso-freaking-lutely cooked perfectly, as usual. And it is so delicious. And now I'm gonna eat a French fry. It's about 3 inches long
It's about 3/8 inch thick, and it's about 3/4 inch wide. The rule of threes. I always follow the rule of threes when I eat my french fries. Woo! That's hot. That's good.
It's very hot.
Hot fries, hot fries. Wait, don't take a bite yet.
How's that French dip?
This French dip is pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. And all I can really say is, oh my God, thank God for the Greeks. Or should I thank the Greek gods? I'm not sure who to thank, because all I know is I like to eat souvlaki at least once a week. I like to play my bouzouki. What other Greek stuff do I like? These French fries are pretty good. I play zouk. Oh, I use Pythagorean theorem a lot. Yay, Pythagoras! I'm also a really big fan of ratios, like E. And I'm pretty sure that the Greeks invented ratios, but don't quote me on that. I'm halfway through my hamburger, and now I'm going to eat one of the pickle slices. These aren't the top dog pickle slices. These are the typical pickle slices, but they're still okay. I don't know who invented pickles, but it was probably the Greeks or the Chinese. I also kind of like Greek theater, but mostly because I like everybody's names, like Aristophanes and Persephone and Medea and Androcles and what are some other good Greek names? My name is Tob. I probably wouldn't...
Zorba.
I probably wouldn't go over well in ancient Greece. I'd have to change my name to Tobocles. Or, to Tobergrass. Or Tobastoddle. Yeah. There we go. What do you think about Tobastoddle?
I think that's the best one yet.
Tobastoddle it is.
Oh, I'm getting so full. But I've only got about one more bite of my hamburger left to eat. 1.5 bites. Call it 2 small bites. And then I'll have eaten the whole thing. I ate all my food today. Ate my whole salad, almost. And I ate this whole hamburger almost, and I'm gonna drink almost half this cup of tea. And I gotta eat more damn french fries. I'm a big boy now. If I finish this hamburger, they're gonna have to let me order up the big boy menu. Normally I have to get the children's meal off the little Aristotle's menu. Off the little Pythagoreans. The little Plato menu. If there was a prize that came with kids meals here, and no, there's no kids menu here. This is a real restaurant. They would be platonic solids. You open up your little Aristotle meal. Oh, look what I got. I got a cube. Oh, I got a dodecahedron. Yay, Aristotle meals. All I need now is the tetrahedron to complete my set.
Collect them all. Platonic solids. One free in every Aristotle meal at Jim and Jenny's Greek Village. For a limited time only.
I have done it. I have won. I ate the whole damn hamburger. Now I'm going to eat my third french fry. This one is the same french fry aspect ratio as the other one mentioned. So I will not go into detail on its dimensions at this time. It's so yummy. Okay, I'm halfway through this french fry. I'm gonna dip it in a little bit more ketchup with some pepper. Here we go. The last bite of french fry. Soon to take the place of the mud shark. In your mythology, here he goes. The last french fry. So yummy. Mm-hmm.